WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville will appeal its defeat in a lawsuit over Confederate statues. The U.S. Supreme Court refuses to hear an eminent domain appeal challenging the Mountain Valley Pipeline. And for the first time, a majority of Democrats running for office in Virginia say they oppose Virginia's right-to-work law. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 9th. Charlottesville will appeal its defeat in a case over Confederate statues to the Virginia Supreme Court. The Daily Progress reports that City Council authorized the appeal at its meeting Monday night, pending a final ruling on the lawsuit from the Charlottesville Circuit Court. A judge issued a permanent injunction last month preventing the statue's removal. In February 2017, the council voted to remove a downtown statue of Robert E. Lee and later added the statue of Thomas Stonewall Jackson. In March 2017, a group of area residents filed a lawsuit claiming the council vote violated state code. The fight over the statues led to white supremacist rallies that culminated in the deadly Unite the Right rally. In August 2017, a century-old Virginia law prohibits local officials from removing war monuments. Tuesday's tractor-trailer crash on Interstate 81 near Strasburg was deadly for the truck's driver. State police say Shinrim Sheehan of Rosharan, Texas, died in the crash. Sheehan's Freightliner tractor-trailer was heading north on I-81 when he lost control near exit 296. The truck ran up an embankment and collided with a bridge pillar shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Northbound lanes were closed for hours due to the crash. Skyline Literacy in Harrisonburg has received new government funding to help hundreds of immigrants become U.S. citizens. The agency announced the $250,000 grant in a press release on Monday. It says Skyline was the only agency in Virginia to receive the Citizenship and Assimilation Grant. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services awarded similar grants to 40 other agencies around the country. Skyline says it will use the money to prepare more than 250 local permanent residents to pass the U.S. citizenship test in their journey to naturalization. Skyline's grant partner, Church World Service Harrisonburg, will manage the application process. In addition to citizenship classes and tutoring, Skyline also offers courses in literacy and English as a second language. The U.S. Supreme Court this week refused to hear an appeal from southwestern Virginia landowners whose property was seized to build the Mountain Valley Pipeline. It's another effort on the part of landowners to oppose the pipeline and its impact. Charles Fishburne from VPM News reports.
About a dozen landowners were hopeful the court would overturn a ruling by a federal judge that gave Mountain Valley immediate possession of about 300 properties and allowed tree cutting to begin.
It's a practice known as take first, pay later.
Attorney Christopher Johns.
The law allows the question of how much the landowner should be compensated to be put off until a later date.
Johns' client is Carolyn Givens, and he took her case to the Supreme Court.
It is dead wrong to take somebody's land, damage it, and then walk away and leave it without just compensation for the owner.
John says the property owner may never recover damages, and it is a basic constitutional issue the Supreme Court should have considered. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
A majority of Democratic candidates polled by the Virginia Chamber of Commerce say they oppose the state's so-called right-to-work law. That's a big shift from just a few years ago, as Ben Pavier with VPM News reports.
In right-to-work states, workers can't be forced to join a union when they accept a job. It's popular with Republicans and businesses. Democrats have traditionally backed it or stayed quiet. Democratic Delegate Lee Carter.
Even a lot of the Democrats that were not particularly fond of big business interests to begin with would generally keep their mouths shut about it because they were afraid of the consequences.
Carter, who describes himself as a socialist, was part of a 2017 wave that brought more left-leaning Democrats to the House. He sponsored an unsuccessful bill this year to repeal right to work. The Virginia Chamber survey shows that that effort has the support of almost all Democratic candidates, or at least the ones that answered that question. A spokesman for GOP Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, said repealing the law would be a disaster. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Finally today, does Virginia fund its schools equitably? That question is being debated in Richmond, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Next week, members of the Virginia State Board of Education will consider a new proposal to create an equity fund, more than $350 million, to pay for additional teachers and targeted compensation. Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says distributing that money based on poverty would create some equity in the system.
Virginia actually right now is spending less per student in the school divisions with the highest child poverty rates when you're looking at state and local funds combined compared to school divisions with the lowest child poverty rates or the greatest wealth.
But Kristen Black at the Urban Institute says poverty is only one of a number of things to consider.
Being an English language learner or having special education needs, those are also needs that need to get funded. So when we're thinking about equity and we're thinking about distributing funds equitably, student poverty is a very important and very large need, but so are the other needs that the students may have.
Whatever decision the Board of Education makes, the rubber will meet the road next year when the General Assembly will transform the policy proposals into legislation, a time when some of the ideals and some of the funding formulas might change again. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.